AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump marked the first year of his second term with a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room. Saker Magani was there.
The president wanted to celebrate his first year, and at times it felt like he wanted to spend the next year doing it. To start,
boy, these are rough characters.
He spent 10 minutes holding up mugshots of those he says immigration authorities have arrested in Minnesota.
You're not getting bored with this, right?
And later held up a thick stack of papers with the word accomplishments on top.
It's big stuff, too. Look, we have the hottest country in the world.
Proceeding to throw the stack onto the floor. There were, of course, tangents from Hell's Angels to Little League Baseball, and the president seemed to soften his stance on Greenland amid threats to take over the island and tariff European nations who don't back him.
We will work something out where NATO's going to be very happy and where we're going to be very happy.
And near the end of an hour and 45-minute appearance,
I think God is very proud of the job I've done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president's headed to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where he's to meet with Belgium's King Philippe and Prime Minister Bart De Wever on Wednesday.
Our king will accompany me at the meeting, but it will have a different character than we had planned. It will probably be the message that we have to send. You're crossing red lines here. We either stand together or we will stand divided. And if we are divided, there is the end of an era of 80 years of Atlantism is really drawing to a close.
President Trump's tariff threat over Greenland sent stocks tumbling today. The S&P fell 2.1%, the Nasdaq 2.4%, with tech stocks the biggest weights. And federal prosecutors have served six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials, including Governor Tim Walz, in an immigration enforcement obstruction investigation. This is AP News. A new political era underway in the Garden State.
Democrat Mikey Sherrill was sworn in as New Jersey's 57th governor.
Aye, Mikey Sherrill.
Sherrill was in Congress for 4 years, was a Navy helicopter pilot, and is just the second woman to lead New Jersey. She spoke about her state's role in the Revolutionary War.
This election proved that the people of New Jersey recognize the parallels. That we see a president illegally usurping power.
Sherrill adopted a defiant tone against the Trump administration.
These are some weary, weary years. But I will be damned if in this state at this time we cry any silent tears. We refuse to be silent.
Sherrill replaces fellow Democrat Phil Murphy, marking the first time in more than six decades a political party has controlled the New Jersey governor's office for three straight terms. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.